Cartilaginous fishes such as shark and dolphin are not found in fresh water, but rather in seawater, where their body fluid is isotonic to seawater, hence no osmoregulation problem. Bony fishes are found in both marine and freshwater. The concentration of body fluid of bony fish lies between seawater and freshwater. As a result, the body fluid of bony fish is hypotonic to seawater by hypertonic to freshwater. Osmoregulation in seawater bony fishes. The body of seawater bony fish is hypotonic to seawater. As a result, the fish naturally loses water into the sea water by osmosis. To balance this, marine body bony fishes drink a lot of water, have cells that excrete salt, expel small amounts of concentrated urine, have a waterproof skin that prevents loss through most of its surface. Osmoregulation in freshwater fish. The cells of freshwater fish is hypertonic to the environment. As a result, the body naturally tends to absorb water from the surrounding osmosis. To balance this, freshwater fish avoids swallowing the surrounding water. Has salt absorbing glands in the gills, absorb salts in surrounding water, expels large amounts of dilute urine, has a waterproof skin that prevents entry of water by osmosis through most of its surface. Osmoregulation in hylophytes. Hylophytes are plants inhabiting areas of high salt concentration. They have salt glands to expel excess salt from the cells, which systems are able to tolerate high salinities. Some species have extensive root cell to store water. Osmoregulation in terrestrial animals. Some terrestrial animals such as insects, reptiles and birds excrete uric acid such as nitrogenous waste. The reason is that uric acid does not need water to be eliminated. Differences between diffusion and active transport. In diffusion, molecules move down a concentration gradient, but in active transport, molecules move against a concentration gradient. In diffusion, energy is not required, but in active transport, energy is required. In diffusion is reversible, but in active transport, it's not reversible. Differences between diffusion and osmosis. In diffusion, no partially permeable membrane is required. In osmosis, it is required. In diffusion, it only involves in movement of solid gaseous or solvent molecules. But in osmosis, it only involves solvent movement only. Differences between diffusion and bulk transport. In diffusion, concentration gradient is required. In bulk transport, concentration gradient is not required. In diffusion, the molecules are small, but in bulk transport, the molecules are large.